Welcome to Warrior Wisdom, a weekly podcast for FBA faculty and staff, and this is our last lesson from 1st and 2nd Timothy. Next week, we'll jump into the Christmas story. Actually, we'll start this week in chapel, but for today, let's do what Paul calls us to do in our passage. Let's finish the race. 1st and 2nd Timothy has led us to discuss a lot of things, but just a simple review is, first, doctrine matters. What we believe influences who we are, our identity, and what we do, our calling. So our doctrine matters. Secondly, our calling matters. We are created on purpose and with a purpose. God has a calling for each of us. And then the third point, which we've carried out in many different ways, our doctrine and our calling are worth fighting for. And into this, Paul gives us one last piece of advice, encouragement, challenge. So let's read 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 8. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Verse 2, preach the word. I charge you to preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. Does that not sound familiar? That is social media. That is our news silos. Verse 4. And will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. Verse 5. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of the evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. So as we wrap up, Paul gives us three things for us to remember, for us to think about as he ends this second letter to Timothy. And the first one is this, to know your calling, right? He says, I charge you, right? Preach the word. Do what you're supposed to do. Be ready in season and out of season to reprove or to correct, to rebuke, to encourage with complete patience and teaching. Know your calling. Do the work to be ready in season and out of season. Do the work to be ready to fulfill your calling. As we talked about in episode 5 on 1 Timothy 4, right? Practice these things. Immerse yourself in these things. Hold yourself accountable. Keep going. Fan into flames the gifts that you have been given. Do the work needed to be ready. Know your calling. Know what God is leading to. Understand what that is, and then do the work needed to be ready. But a couple questions just for thought. Do you have a Paul in your life? Someone who knows you, someone who knows your calling, and someone who knows what it takes to fulfill your calling. Do you have a Paul in your life that, as he tells Timothy to do, reproves, rebukes, and exhorts, or corrects, rebukes, and encourages you to fulfill your calling? Or perhaps is God calling you to be Paul in someone else's life, to know them, to know their calling, and to offer them the encouragement to fulfill their calling? So first, know your calling. Secondly, verse 5, as for you, be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Know your calling, but also fulfill your calling. Do the work needed to do the job. As we talked about just a few weeks ago in episode 12 on 2 Timothy 2, our work is to God, our work is for the body, and our work is our work. Do your job. Know what you're supposed to do. Prepare yourself to be ready to do what you're supposed to do. And when the moment and when the time comes, do what you're supposed to do. Do your job. But let me read one more verse to you, just chapter 4, verse 11. Paul says this, Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him to me, for he is very useful to me for ministry. And so just a couple questions here for thought. Do you have a Mark in your life? Someone willing to assist and serve? Someone useful in fulfilling your calling? Or perhaps, just like before, is God calling you to be Mark in someone else's life? Paul's first piece of advice as he wraps this up to 1 Timothy, and as we wrap up 1 and 2 Timothy, is know your calling. Secondly, it's fulfill your calling. And then the third piece and the final piece of advice, verse 7, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Know your calling. Fulfill your calling. And then finish the job. I mean, is anyone here a serial project starter, right? Starting can be fun, but finishing is the goal. All the projects that may lay around your house undone, but finish the job. Some of us listening are at the beginning of our race. Some of us listening are in the middle somewhere, and some of us listening are approaching the finish line. Wherever you are, finish the race. Not in your strength, but in His. And that's where we're going to finish our study of 1 and 2 Timothy. He's just going to read two verses as our closing prayer. Ephesians 2:10, where we started. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. But let Zechariah 4:6 help us finish that we should walk in them, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen and amen.